listening to Offstage and On the Air, performance number 571. I am Lisa Sheps. I am joined this foggy morning by my co-host, Miss Nicole Shiro.
Hello.
You are listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby 91.7 on your FM dial. We are also streaming this Wednesday at koop.org. Remember, if it's theater, it's on Offstage and On the Air. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up. Feast your eyes on the wonders of this world.
Hey everybody. What the f*** is going on, right? I know it's a historical year, but what the f*** are we supposed to do with this year?
On days like this, when the world's a bit a mess, and the lights go down across the USA, I get down.
It is Wednesday, July 1st, and on the show today, our guests include nobody. It's just going to be me and Nicole, us, talking about theater and sharing some of our favorite music with you. So let's let you listen to this in its entirety. We'll be back after the song. Bye, folks.
And put the wig back on my head. Suddenly I miss Midwest midnight checkout queen. Until I head home and I put myself to bed.
I look back. We get a box. Wasn't that fun?
Okay, I know you'd love that, but I have to show some of my ignorance. So, okay, so I know that you've seen every single person that has played Hedwig.
I believe there was one person I had not seen play Hedwig.
Okay, you're ruining your brand. You always told me you've seen everyone.
Yeah, but I don't know that one person played it on Broadway. I also know Jinx Monsoon was in it. Jinx didn't play it on Broadway. Jinx is known playing it elsewhere. So
who's ever heard of Jinx Monsoon? That person's some kind of storm.
Jinx Monsoon is a famous drag queen. And was on RuPaul's Drag Race at one point, but she does a lot of theater.
So here's the deal. So in this version was, of course, John Cameron Mitchell, amazing. Andrew Rannells, NPH, Neil Patrick Harris, Darren Criss, who I know you're not crazy about.
No, he drew me
And then
up.
There were two others that I didn't know. Both of them were in JAG in the video. Who were they?
So one was Jinx Monsoon, who was in like the boudoir outfit.
Sort of the heavy set of the two.
Yes, like totally in the bed with like total boudoir, yep. Like 40s kind of pinup, and had
okay.
The wig. I don't know who the other person was.
I
had the head wig.
Loved
and
that.
Whoever
other,
they were, I'm in love.
I loved that person.
Yes, they
I
were
loved
cool.
That person.
Did you see the fan come out? I was like, yes.
I like the wig on a stick.
Yes.
So anyway, and it was really great. And they had a whole bunch of oh my God,
Tina
I just
Hall was in it.
Lena Hall.
And Lena, interestingly enough, because she's played both Yitzhak and Hedwig,
yep.
She was Yitzhak in it for a bit and then Hedwig in it for a bit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then Trask and the band came and played. And
What I loved about the scene, especially John Cameron Mitchell, Neil Patrick Harris, Andrew Rannells, they showed all four of the main star people were completely different characters. And it was amazing. And I have to say, I got teary-eyed at Neil Patrick Harris's because he was so raw and edgy And John Cameron Mitchell's was so sweet and sad. And I don't know what the hell Darren Criss was doing. He was Darren stereotyped was drag queen. Himself, I wasn't Darren crazy Criss about him.
Like, he looked like he was playing dress up. I don't even want to go there because I just had to ignore it. Because I did. I had tears in my eyes. I was totally back to the Jane Street Theater, to the Broadhurst, like to all these theaters, to the Music Box, to like, it. Yeah. And I remembered how good, I was like, God, Neil really was good. It's just, they were all so different.
Very different, which, and all very, with the exception of Darren Criss, very edgy in their own way, which I think is a real important characteristic.
That musical so much because you can.
It depends on, I mean, I'll tell you, in seeing this, I did not see Darren Criss. I don't think I would have liked Darren Criss. I also wasn't crazy about the guy that did it here locally that we had as a guest on our show. I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Daniel, but Andrew also did it here.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that. That was a long, long time ago. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that Hedwig used to make me cry.
Yeah, that was really, I love Wig in a Box too.
Yep. Yeah. What's my, it's
people have done their own versions and recordings of that song. So it's really great to hear.
And even though it's a very sad song, it's kind of fun at the same time.
It's lovely. It's somehow uplifting.
Yep. So changing subjects, Freestyle Love Supreme is coming to Hulu.
Yes.
In July. Lots of things are coming to streaming platforms in July.
Are you surprised by this, Lisa?
Well, I am a little bit, but yeah, so Freestyle Love Supreme is going to drop in July, and that is Chris Sullivan, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and others that are part of that, Thomas Kail, and I'm trying to see if there's a date specifically, July 17th.
I was like, I think it was mid-month.
Yep. James Monroe Englehart is in it. It's going to, I'm looking forward to it. I've never seen, have you ever seen any of the Freestyle Love Supreme?
Unlike the TV, but not in person, no.
Yeah, me neither.
Or on the YouTube or the internet.
I have to say that I have not seen it in any incarnation, zero.
Oh, really?
Yep, none.
Fun.
Yeah. So I'm looking to that. And what else is dropping on a streaming platform in July? There's something else is, isn't there?
It might be one musical called Hamilton.
Hamilton. Dun, 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 dun.
So that'll be on
what
Friday.
What is the heck of Mike Still Nuts, radio star without a co-host doing on a no radio, KOOP 91.7 FM? Like that?
It's got to be the Lisa Sheps. Yeah. It's got to be the Lisa Sheps.
Yeah, so this is a videotaping of the actual show with the original cast of the Hamiltons. And you love the what?
I said of the Hamiltons.
Of the Hamiltons. And everybody's, so I think most people that listen to this show probably have already seen the trailer.
They released another one, which to me wasn't really a trailer. It was more just like watching part of a song, but they released a second clip 2 days ago.
I didn't see it, but I saw,
it's the Leslie song Odom. Alexander Hamilton, and cuts from, the middle of the song. So it starts with Leslie Odom Jr. and has a little bit, and then it cuts to Lynn popping out.
Oh, I thought it might've been room where it happened to Leslie Odom Jr. because he was on some show and they played a clip of him doing In the Room Where It Happens.
Yeah.
I have not seen the second trailer, and that, that drops July 4th, I believe.
Third Friday.
So the day before, and I know at least one of us here bought the streaming service specifically to watch that show.
I know. I was texting you the different options, and you were like, I already did it. I was like, oh, okay, there you go.
Already did it. So let's take a little break here. I feel like in honor of that, I have to play something from Hamilton.
Okay.
And so I'm going to play the final song from Hamilton, which I'm tearing up just thinking of. Who lives, who dies, who tells their story? Let's listen to that.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
That is such a beautiful song. And it's sung by Liza Hamilton character, who was played by, I just lost her name. Who played Liza
Philippa
Hamilton?
Sue, right?
Not Philippa Sue. She played Angelica.
Oh my gosh, she's a Texan.
Anyway, it's beautiful.
Renee.
Oh, yes, Renee.
Renee Goldsberry.
Thank you. I didn't know she was from Texas.
She's a Houstonian.
Can't get rid of Texans, can we?
No, she won a Texas Medal for the Arts, I think, last round.
Yeah, that makes a certain amount of sense. So, speaking of streaming things, now I got rid of one of my streaming services in order to justify bringing Disney Plus onto my, and I got rid of Apple TV.
Okay, I was wondering, because I knew you were, that was your conundrum of, I don't want to add another one. How do I add another one? Now, can I ask you a streaming question for someone who maybe isn't a big streamer and is wondering? And do you have
beautiful streamers open for me?
That's how do you watch it on your TV? Do you have to cast it on your TV or just still watch it on your computer?
If you have a smart TV, chances are your smart TV has an app for that. So your smart TV will definitely have a Disney Plus or if you have a Roku.
What if you don't have a smart TV?
Then I think you have to just watch it on your little computer. I will say this, and I will tell you this on the air in front of God and everybody, all three of our listeners. If you would like to come over and socially distance and watch Hamilton, I will add you to the list of guests that can come in on my big television set.
There you go.
Okay. And I would love to have you and Casey come. It would be really good. That would be my third watching, and that will be enough for me, I'm sure. One of the things I'm kind of excited about is HBO is premiering American Utopia.
Oh, yes. Yes, Spike Lee directed that too.
Yes.
He went and saw the show like for weeks on end. I watched an interview a while back about how they were filming it and all the different cameras they were using, and it was kind of interesting. I might have been on CBS Sunday
morning. Is there a documentary about it?
No, they're just filming the show.
Well, how did you see it? How did you see
it
the footage?
It was on like CBS Sunday Morning or Willie Geist. Like it was a whole interview, and it was a whole like interviewing him about the process of how he's doing this all.
Well, it's pretty cool. American Utopia was on Broadway. This is a movie that's directed by Spike Lee.
David Byrne. Yeah.
What more can I say? It looks pretty cool. On the Variety article that will be linked in the show notes, it has a picture of it. And I think, he did some of this on Saturday Night Live, I think, last season.
Yeah, he did recently. If you saw him at ACL 2 years ago.
Well, which I did, because I always go to ACL. I
love going to ACL.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, they have that whole track about show tunes. It's just so good.
He basically did this right before he took it to New York. So we were basically watching the America Utopia show before it was there. Minus, you know. It was interesting. It's really cool. He's kind of reminds me of a Philip Glass meets Julie Taymor in his out of the box kind of, are you laughing at that combination?
No, I'm not a big Philip Glass fan.
Out of the box thinking.
I do see it.
And he's, every time, you know, even with the talking heads and his work on his own, everything seems like a Broadway show or a music video or a film. Like he's just, I feel like his life is always a musical or a show or a film or a video. Like that's just who he is.
That's true. So listen, something that I've been meaning to talk about, and I totally forgot, and I remember when I said show tunes. Once upon a time when we were out and we handed our show over to another co-op programmer, DJ Harris took over, and he played show tunes. DJ Harris is known mostly at Co-op Radio for doing Graveside Service, which is music played by people that are no longer with us. And he loved it so much that he started another show on Co-op Radio. It plays at 8:30 in the morning on Saturdays. It's called Overture, and it's all show tunes.
I freaking love it.
So so we would love for you to support DJ Harris and his new show, Show Tunes, on 91.7 FM. And it also, you if you don't want to get up at 8:30 on Saturday, and a lot of people don't, you can catch it at Radio Free America. All co-op shows are streamable for 2 weeks on Radio Free America.
So awesome.
So as soon as I got rid of my Apple TV, lo and behold comes something. And this is something that I meant to use last, meant to do last week, but I forgot. I meant to talk about last week. Central Park TV series. Are you familiar with this?
Mm-mm.
Central Park TV. It's a musical animated series, and it was created by Josh Gad. I have the Wikipedia page up here, and it has like everybody in it, the voices, and it's a musical, so they got all these, and they just dropped they dropped the cast album, but you can't, it's not on iTunes as something downloadable. It's part of their iTunes subscription music service that you have to get.
So
after you and I talk about it, I'm going to play a little sample of it, which is something I can get and we can play. But listen to some of the people that are part of this that voice it. Josh Gad, of course, because he's one of the creators. Kristen Bell, Titus Burgess, David Diggs, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Stanley Tucci, amongst other people. And I will read the premise as it is stated.
It's such a crazy, like, they all are so different with their talents and voices. Like, what a crazy, awesome group of people.
Yep. So this is told through the eyes of a busker named Bertie. The musical series tells the story of the Tillerman Hunter family who live in Edendale Castle in Central Park. So anyway, goes on to do that. So I thought that was really cool.
That's fun.
And I want to see it. So now I have to wait until I've gotten my Hamilton fix,
and I can switch from one service to the other service.
Yeah, I don't see myself really wanting to see anything else on Disney.
I don't know. I mean, I can't. It's also like Marvel and Fox. I don't see you watching any of that other stuff. I mean, are you really into? Do you want to get your Wolverine?
Nope, never seen one of those. Don't really care. Right. Although I like you.
Yeah,
so, I do. Let's go out, and we'll take a little break afterwards with one of the songs from Central Park. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back from break. Let's listen to a little bit of a song put in title here.
Own It.
From Central Park.
Folks, today don't see my way, though the floor is sure to be a nice array.
We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP 91.7. We streaming live at Offstage on... No, wrong. We're streaming live at KOOP.org. The podcast can be found at offstageonair.com. Welcome back from the break, Nicole Shiro.
Hello, Lisa Sheps.
There's so much stuff. Let's see. I have to talk about this.
What is it?
There is a video of Cats that, of all the people that have played Jellicoe Cats, not all of them, because that's 7,000, but it's one of those videos in the little boxes, doing Cats. And I have to say, I loved it.
I was about to say which video, because there's a few, but like now it's the legit one.
And I have to say that I love it. There'll be a link to it on the show notes for the show, but it's really kind of sweet because you could see these people that have been doing cats for 20 years or 20 years ago, and they're still, and they're all doing choreography, and it's sweet. If I can, I will link the video so folks can see it. I will not play a song from Cats right now. Can't do that. Can't go to that level.
But the fact that you broke the rules on Cats makes everything sweeter. Meow.
So here's an interesting offshoot of our lovely current health crisis going on in the world. So they have said that since the 60s, somewhere in the world, Fiddler on the Roof has been playing nonstop.
Yes. Until now.
Until now.
I saw this and I thought of you. I saw this like a week ago, I think. And I thought of you, Lisa, and went, the fiddler stopped fiddling.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to think of that it's been. So since the early 60s when it opened, I think it was 63 or 64, it's been playing somewhere almost. It's like the Mousetrap in England.
I was about to say it's like the Mousetrap, but musical. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad. I find that sad.
I do love that musical like you do.
Yeah, and I hadn't planned on it, but that makes me want to play a little piece from Fiddler on the Roof. A fun one that not many people hear. This is called The Rumor. Let's listen to it.
Oh, it's a good one.
Remember Perchik, that crazy student? Remember at the wedding?
Yeah, when so not many people, so it's not one of the big, huge, popular ones from Fiddler, but it's really one of the more fun ones. And it really shows the danger of men and women dancing.
It's, you know, anything
they shouldn't do it. It should only be men and men dancing and women dancing. It is Pride Month.
That is it.
So, Mazel Tov, or I guess anti-Mazel Tov, Tsoros to Fiddler on the Roof. They got a lot of Tsoros because of this COVID-19 crisis.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, whoa.
Was there anything in the news or anything that's happened in the past couple of weeks that tickled your fancy that you wanted to intone us with?
I just keep... I like seeing all the different groups of people coming out. I love that the Big Cheetah Rivera performing again and the Alice Ripley. I don't know. I'm just happy seeing.
Yeah, I mean, that is the double-edged sword of this thing. We are able to see things that we would never be able to see.
Yeah.
We have access to people that we typically don't have access to.
So I did sit in my living room this past week because I realized... I guess it was like a little over a week ago. I realized a year ago at this time, I was watching Hugh Jackman do his one-man show. And boy, has the world changed in just a year. And then I realized I took a lot of video. So I sat here and just kind of went and relived Hugh Jackman. And it was kind of great.
I think we're doing a lot of that these days. It's sort of reliving stuff that we have lived before.
Yeah.
So the last Thursday, there was on, it may have been playbill.com, I don't know, YouTube's. It was Broadway HD. Falsettos, Sing Along. Okay, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Why
of
not?
All the shows, it's not really a sing-along show.
Well, I mean...
First of all, it's a sung through show, so it's a lot of singing.
I know.
And only a handful are songs that are what people would consider hummable Broadway tunes as they leave the theater.
Listen, people would sing all of Les Mis. It's not like it's...
Again, sing along Les Mis, not there.
Not my thing either. I know. I get it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had meant...
Apparently you didn't go to the sing-along falsettos.
I didn't. I had meant to check it out just because it... First of all, I've only been to one sing-along anything ever, and that was a sing-along Wizard of Oz at the Paramount Theater here in Austin, probably about 12 or 13 years ago.
Oh, see, I've done sing-along Sound of Music, but I haven't done Wizard of Oz, which is funny because I love the Wizard of Oz and don't...
Here's
like
what's heartbreaking about the Wizard of Oz sing-along. After they kill the Wicked Witch. No more songs.
Why?
There aren't any. The original or the Andrew Lloyd Webber version has a song the witch sings, but there are no more songs. So you do, you sing along for like the first half of it, but then you don't sing again.
I have, I've done two versions of Wizard of Oz that are extremely old and have the jitterbug and everything in them. And there's songs through the whole thing.
Not the movie. I'm talking about the movie with Judy.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Cause that's usually what
it's just, we're off to see the wizard.
No, that's done. The only one is OEO, we OO.
Oh, that's right, because they stop that after they go once down the...
Once they get to the wizard, they don't have to say, we're off to see the wizard. Mm-hmm. So I am somewhat of a Wizard of Oz expert. Anyway, so I've never been to... Sing-along Sound of Music would be kind of fun, I think. But I think that I think the only thing that makes it a sing-along is, don't they have the lyrics as as captions? Is that what makes it a sing-along?
Yeah, I guess they did have the lyrics.
And that they don't kick you out of the theater for singing along.
Well, you know what? I guess you could call Rocky Horror a sing-along.
I guess you could. But here again.
Have you done that one?
No, I saw a Rocky Horror show once in 1977 and have never seen it again. Not my cup of tea.
Like stage or film? You haven't gone and done that? Like Midnight Crazy?
Not my favorite thing. So I saw the original movie when it came out. And then, of course, the Rocky Horror Show was staged at Ground Floor Theater. So I saw it there. But it's not my jam. I know. Look at you. If folks could see the video, Nicole's mouth is agape right now.
Very much so.
All right.
I couldn't get enough of that in the 80s.
Yeah, I could get plenty of it in the 80s. So I guess it was in the 80s. So it came out in the early 80s.
Yeah, it wasn't the stage like 79?
I didn't see the stage back in the day. I started this process when the film came out.
Yeah.
Okay, so another fun thing, I think you and I may have talked about this a little bit, but on Seth Rudetsky's show that he does with his husband, Stars in the House, last Wednesday night, I think it was, Marlo Thomas was on a big Free to Be You and Me fundraiser for the NAACP Foundation. I did not see the whole thing, but I saw bits and pieces of it, but there's some beautiful things in it. And two things happened in it that were part of the fundraiser. There's at the very end, Sarah Bareilles does a Free to Be You and Me song, or the Free to Be You and Me song, dedicated to the class of 2020, and it's a montage of kids. And then it's called Broadway Players, and I don't know who they were, but they did, I forgot the name of it, but they did another song, and those are both available on iTunes with proceeds going to the NAACP Foundation. But it was really cool to see. I did not watch the whole thing, so I went and looked at bits and pieces of it. The pieces that I saw had Benj Pasek, and that was like Free to Be You and Me. It was one of the first things he ever did in high school. Marlo Thomas was on through the whole thing. Audra McDonald. And Audra McDonald introduced the most incredible... Oh, I have to pull it up so I can remember the name of the song. Oh, and I already moved it from here. So I'm going to get it while we talk. But this song that was sung by Marlo Thomas and Mel Brooks, to remind folks about what Free to Be You and Me, the album from the 70s, was.
Gosh, it was just not the album. Did you ever get the movie too?
No, there was a movie too, but it started as an album.
Yeah, we got the, I even remember watching the movie in school, Lisa. That mom played the album all the time for us too. I have my album somewhere, I think.
I'm sure you did, but this was, it had songs like, Sisters and Brothers was the other song that you can get that was just redone. Parents or People, Don't Dress Your Cat in an Apron.
I forgot about that.
My Dog is a Plumber. William's Doll. So it talks about gender norms. It talks about all these things. It's all around teaching people to love each other and accept
people. To love each other and be kind. Mm-hmm.
So here are some of the people that joined Marlo Thomas on it. Jack Cassidy and Shirley Jones, Bobby Morris, Alan Alda, Dick Cavett, Rosie Greer, Shel Silverstein, Carol Channing, Billy DeWolf. And anyway, the show that Carol, the song that Carol Channing did was called Housework. And it's talking about, I think cleaning products, and all the people that do the ads for those cleaning products are really actors that are making a living doing it. It's very interesting to talk about that. And I don't know the names. I will put this in the show notes and I will link the video. There's a dance that was done to that song, and it's just amazing. It's really, really amazing. And it's not really a song really with a melody. It's spoken, which I love to see spoken word choreographed.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So Rosie Greer sings It's All Right to Cry. And for those of you who don't know, Rosie Greer is a big old football player. Very happy that I knew that. Anyway, I have a link to the entire hour and 47-minute show with Seth Rudetsky and his husband, who I can't remember his name, for you to see. And if you want to cut to the Sarah Bareilles part, it's towards the end, or it's at the end. It's actually the very last thing. But it's really, really, really lovely.
I love Marlo Thomas. I find her fascinating.
So I do as well. So let's take a break right now and let's listen to Sarah Bareilles singing Free to Be You and Me.
There's a land that I see where the people are free.
Right. I have to say I'm a big fan of Sarah Bareilles.
I was like, you love that Sarah Bareilles.
I do. And I keep going back to Jesus Christ Superstar Live and what a great job she did.
Yeah, you liked her in that. I was, you know.
Oh, you are out of your mind. You're O-O-Y-M.
I don't think so. Mm. She was starring in Waitress in London in the West End up until...
Yeah, well, she's not anymore.
No, because nothing's
everything's closed. Speaking of things being
closed.
She's
back in New York.
What?
She's back in New York.
Oh, did she call you?
No, because she had the COVID and she posted all about it when she came back early and then took pictures of her walking around when she finally could be out.
I did not know she had the, I did not know she had it. The majority, and I think I talked about this last week, the Broadway League is going to announce. I still don't think they have announced that they're not opening up till 2021. So many shows and theaters are not opening until 2021. The Music Man and two other shows have posted openings in March of 2021. And it's interesting that the only three shows, and I can't remember the other two, that have posted opening notices for post-COVID are all basically white. Oh, one is American Buffalo, and I forgot what the third was. But it's basically, you know, in today's day and age, all of a sudden it's white folks. Although I have to say, I love me some Music Man. I'm looking
like
forward.
Music Man's like apple pie to people, I think. I don't know.
I'm looking, and it's so fraught with so many things that are
I've never
not
liked
so good.
People, but I do love me some Hugh Jackman. So
and you, man, why did I just lose her name?
Sutton Foster.
Sutton Foster. You can't go wrong with Sutton Foster, as far as I'm concerned. So that's happening. There is there will be a link to this in the show notes. There was a CBS piece
Sunday
about
morning.
Theaters that are actually opening. One of them is Barrington Stage. The other is the Woolly Mammoth in DC. And I really don't know how I feel about any of them doing this. Barrington Stage, and because this is video, you see it. So they have a line on the stage that the actors cannot go downstage of. They are taking their 500 seat house and turning it into a 100 seat house. When you come in the door, you are required to wear a mask at all times as an audience member. There's hand sanitizer there that you have to use before you can go through. And there was one other thing. It might have been a temperature check. I can't remember exactly what it was.
I think it might have been Lisa.
And the woolly mammoth, they were less specific about what they're doing. But I just find it interesting that some theaters opening. I think that having the audience 6 feet apart from one another and this huge distance. Oh, it was a plexiglass shield with some of them.
Yeah, that was. I
think that takes the magic of theater away. You may as well watch a TV show. Mm-hmm.
The plexiglass or the 6 feet apart?
I'm saying all of it.
Yeah.
I think one of the things about theater, even in a house that holds 3,000 people, is the intimacy between the audience and the actors, and that we're all shoulder to shoulder taking this journey together.
No, I agree.
We don't agree on much, but that we do.
Yeah, I know. Well, what can you do?
Oh, you know what? Well, we'll do this. We'll do this at the very end. So let me just talk about, I'm going to say we're kind of running out of time. It's hard to tell the way we record this right now. But you will have noticed, and I should have said this at the very top of the show, we thought we were going to be doing another Blackness in Theater panel this week, but that got postponed. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen. But one of the things that came to me today as I was like going through the YouTubes is I saw this YouTube piece called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. The second episode was with Matthew McConaughey. And, oh my God, I just lost the man's name that did it, but I'll have it in a second. He was a football player out of UT, oddly enough.
As a UT football player, and I can't think of his darn name.
It's, I'll come up with it but it's not, my computer isn't doing its thing. Here it is. Anyway, so this is, Emmanuel Acho is his name. And he had this idea of it's basically for white people. And let's have an uncomfortable conversation and talk about those things that we're not supposed to talk about. So I just thought it was really a good thing to see. I'm looking at possibly doing something with similar to that with a theater bend here in Austin. So these are all something that's good. What'd you think of the one with Matthew McConaughey?
I enjoyed it. I mean,
I don't know if enjoy is the right word,
but yeah, but I think enjoy doesn't mean you had a yeehaw time. Joy means
it can.
You thought it was important. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So he's done three. One was him by himself. The second one was him with Matthew McConaughey. And the third one was with those Waco home people. I can't remember their name.
Oh, I can't either. And I can see their faces now too.
Okay. So,
but I didn't see that one. I didn't realize he had done that one.
Yeah. It was pretty good. It's the third one.
Is he doing more? Do you know?
I assume so. There's not one that is out there yet. I would hope so. It's a really good thing. So I want to also take a second to talk about Pride Plays. Our wonderful ex-co-host, Mr. Nick Mayo, part of Nick Squared! Did you happen to see their latest thing, which was The Men from the Boys?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No. I mean, like, saw what was going on.
They did it last Friday. I believe mm-hmm. it's still available for streaming on the YouTube.
I think it's until mañana or so.
And this was the 2002 play that was a sequel to Matt Crowley's off-Broadway show, The Boys in the Band, that was just revived a couple of years ago on Broadway with Zachary Quinto, was one of the performers in it, who directed this one.
I was like, didn't he direct this one?
He did indeed. And it starred Maria Cantone, Charlie Carve, Patrick L. Leis, Telly Leung, Lou Libertor, Carson McCauley, Kevin Monroe, Dennis O'Hare, and James Joseph O'Neill. It's good to watch, and I think folks might get something out of it. I will try to put a link to it in the show notes if people want to go straight to it. Otherwise, you can search for Pride Plays on YouTube and see it and all the other things. I have also, as a member of the advisory committee, I've been invited to some of the private readings, and I've gone to several of those, and it's been pretty cool.
What's the other one? Isn't Masculinity Max the last one?
Yes, it is, and I think that's this coming Friday. Okay, I got it. Masculinity Max actually already happened. This is MJ Kaufman's show. It's directed by Will Davis, and it actually took place already, but it is available on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, and you're hearing it in the background right now. Let me stop that. So that's available.
You wanted to say hello. We're available.
We are available. So it stars Ty Defoe, Theo German, David Greenspan, Judy Gold, Jason Butler Harner, Esco Julie, Francis Jew, Matt Mayer, Avi Roque, Anise Sheath, Kelly Simpkins, Zoe Tip, and Vishal Vaidya.
Good large cast.
And that was on yesterday, and I'm sorry we missed it, but it is still there. You can still see it.
Cool beans.
Yeah. Cool beans. All right. I think we've just about done it for the show. So let's remind folks that you can get us on the podcast at offstageonair.com.
You sure can. You can listen to us at offstageonair.com, any of the shows, archived, old, new. But the best way is just enter your email in the little box on the right, and voila, Lisa and I will appear each week in your mailbox.
We'll send it to you.
We're there.
You can also get us on iTunes podcasts and all other places that you can get your podcasts.
And when you're there, tell us how much you love us.
Please. We are very insecure.
Yes.
Nope. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Bye.